Well, following on what Edna just told you about Julian Assange, he has been charged here in this country now with conspiring to hack a computer that's tied to the 2010 release of reams of secret American documents. Assange's arrest in London last night, your time, puts him just one flight away from being in American custody after 7 years of seclusion at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. At that embassy, the arrest of Assange, made at the request of the U.S., was both sudden and dramatic. And as Enda just told you, he was looking pretty old. Besides being 47, didn't look that way. He was yelling, "The UK must resist," in Quito, Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno. He says he's rescinded asylum because of what he called Assange's discourteous and aggressive behavior and for violating the terms of his asylum.
Now, tell me more about the charge he's facing in America.
Well, he's charged here, Millsy, with conspiring with Chelsea Manning. She used to be a he. Bradley Manning, a U.S. Army soldier who went on to prison for providing Assange with hundreds of thousands of classified military and diplomatic documents, many of which were posted to WikiLeaks. In addition, during the 2016 presidential campaign here, thousands of emails were hacked from prominent Democrats, then appeared on the WikiLeaks site. U.S. intelligence agencies later concluded Russia had done the hacking and delivered the data to WikiLeaks to discredit Hillary Clinton. During the campaign, Trump declared,
"WikiLeaks! I love WikiLeaks!"
Today at the White House, Trump said he knows nothing about WikiLeaks. He was asked about possible punishment for Assange.
"I don't really have any opinion. I know the Attorney General will be involved in that, and he'll make a decision."
Assange's lawyer says the Australian will be fighting not only the conspiracy charge, but also the extradition. And Millsy and Basil, a legal struggle to follow means we probably will not see Julian Assange on U.S. soil anytime soon.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Okay. Thanks, Bobby. Good on you. Have a good weekend.